This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Thursday, news listeners, and it's time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 4th of November, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. If you're a fan of podcasts and a fan of Apple, well, Apple's got something special for you now. That's right, Apple's added yet another big partner for its paid podcast channels, this being BBC Studios and the folks over at Slate. Now, on the BBC side of things, it's a little bit special, particularly for audiences in the US and Canada. Unlike other subscription products, you know, the ones that are basically ad-free, BBC Studios now gives these listeners access to shows that were previously only payable in the UK. Definitely a perk for people in North America that always got that this content is not available in your location. The offerings may be slightly limited to start with, but there will be a lot more coming soon. Now, on over to Slate, they actually launched their own Apple Podcast subscription. Even though you could already pay for things like ad-free listening with bonus content through Slate Plus, you actually had to go directly to the publication's website. Now, you don't have to put up with that headache if you do enjoy Apple Podcasts. Consumers now have the option to pay solely for Slate's audio, unlike when you got bundled features when you went directly. And yes, of course, all the popular podcasts that are on Slate will be available through Apple Podcast subscriptions as well. Well, it's now official. Let the games begin. We had heard towards the end of the year, and we're almost there, if you can believe it or not, and Netflix Games has started its global rollout. That's right, starting today, users can download Netflix Games from the Google Play Store. iOS, yeah, not quite there yet, but we're told it's on the way. And you'll be able to choose up to 5 different games, including Stranger Things 1984, Stranger Things 3, The Game, Shooting Hoops, Card Blast, and Teeter Up. And if you're wondering, is that it? Yeah, that's it. For now, anyways. Though Netflix has acquired Oxfree developer Night School, so we should be seeing other game titles coming on board sometime in the very near future. As far as Netflix Games is concerned, though, it will be packaged in its own dedicated row and have its own dedicated tab. Microsoft Office is getting a lot more media-friendly, shall we say? Because here comes video editing and audio recording. Now, most people that are creators out there are saying, yeah, this is kind of overdue. Office really just isn't about putting down words and spreadsheets anymore. So that's part of these new updates, adding the Clipchamp video editing to the Office suite. With this, you can also produce videos for other Office projects. But all in all, Microsoft sees Clipchamp as a straightforward editing tool for personal footage. Though it should be a lot easier to add that little pizzazz to your PowerPoint presentations. Other things Microsoft is introducing is JavaScript framework for the spreadsheet app that will let you create custom data types and functions using the web-based language. Though not available right now, JavaScript will actually be available later this month. And finally, using Zoom for free. It works for most of us. Kind of nice, too, that we don't have to put up with ads. Well, that might not be that way for much longer. Looks like Zoom might be thinking about showing ads to users on its free basic tier, at least according to what they announced in a blog post. Apparently, these ads will appear on the browser page to show users at the end of a call. And by what we can tell, the ads right now rolling out to free users only in certain countries to start with. So if you're not seeing them in yours, well, apparently you're not part of that country list yet. Zoom didn't give any details about which countries see ads and which ones don't. They did say users on the service's basic tier will be the only ones seeing ads if they join a meeting hosted by another basic tier user. Zoom, however, did say that ads won't be shown during meetings to start with. Yes, you heard that correctly, to start with, indicating that they might be in the future. I guess that free tier 40-minute limit, yeah, doesn't seem too bad now, does it? Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.